Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. E pluribus unum. Did you know on your money, on the money, there's two things that I really like about what's written on the money in America. One is, in God we trust. Mm. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how many atheists take a dollar that says, in God we trust, and they use it every day.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, too, about maybe that's the reason why people want cashless society, because they don't like the fact that it says, in God we trust. And if you go to cashless society, then you're not going to have a dollar bill that says, in God we trust on it. And also what it says on the dollar bill right above the eagle, I believe it is, or it's part of the ribbon or whatever it's called from the eagle, is E pluribus unum. And this is one of the founding mottos of our nation, E pluribus unum, which means though we're many, we're one. You know, we have these freedoms. We have the Constitution. Imagine the original intent of our nation. So you have all this freedom going on now, and that every man is free to pursue his joy and potential for success and his life, and he has this freedom in his life now. But yet, simultaneously, he's one. Though we're many, we're one, because we can't. Our heritage. We come from a nation that though we are one, we're many. They were up under a tyrannical rule, a king, if you would, and that's more like this. Though whoever you are, you're going to do what I say. That's what it's more like.
All right.
And they left that for all this freedom, but yet they still had to. It had to be E pluribus unum, which means, yeah, you are the farm and you are a leader here and you're the mayor and you're this, but we got to come together for a common defense of our nation. So though we're many, that we're one, we're Americans. We're Americans. We're citizens of the United States of America, but yet we have the right to pursue the freedom to be able to pursue happiness and these liberties, but that doesn't take us outside of the reality that we're one. And all of a sudden, America's under attack. You'll see all of us in the federal government says, hey, we got to defend ourselves. And then, so all these individuals who are about their day-to-day lives, you know, one guy was an accountant, one lady was sewing a blanket, and, you know, all these people are in school and different things are happening, and they're all going all these different routes. They're like, you know, we're many, many different, you know, kinds of folks, different people, different ethnicities, all these different things are going on. But because we're one, E pluribus unum, everybody comes together and begins to serve as a common defense on behalf of the nation. And so that's what's kept us over these years, that it's E pluribus unum. And the attack on our nation, the is an attack against E pluribus unum. Because this is the narrative today. The original narrative was, and motto of our country is E pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. Now the narrative that's being put over is the antithesis of this motto of our country, that though we are one, we're many. Which means that we can never get an agreement about anything. We have all these divisions and these factions, and as there is nobody going, there can be no clarion call that unites folks around. You know, it's like it's all about me, and we're all going in different directions. Versus, though we're many, we're one. That'd be E pluribus unum. It's though we're one, we're many. In other words, we have America, but really we're just made up of so many different things and different ideas and different. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, this Constitution thing, you know, it's really outdated. And, you know, we have all these different gods now in America, and we have all these different ways of doing things. You know, you don't have to agree on anything. We can have, you know, and I think it's wonderful to be able to speak, you know, 15, 20 languages. You know, but if you don't speak a common language, how can you be one? How can you be one with folks that you don't speak a common language with? And so it's important to speak as many languages as you want to, but if you want to operate in E pluribus unum, in other words, all of a sudden we're called to duty, or we have to do something, or we need to elect something or whatever, I don't know. We got to be able to communicate. And somebody says, well, that's not necessarily true. Well, yes, it is, because and we're looking for a biblical perspective. How did God divide folks up? He divided them up by changing their languages. He changed their languages at the Tower of Babel. So we can't be all over the map here in regards to saying that though we're one, we're many. We've got to be many but one, e pluribus unum. And so when you start seeing people try to divide you from your fellow citizen and divide you from your state from another state and divide you over political parties, over race, over concepts, over God, you know, you cannot be divided. Understand, united we stand, divided we fall. And Jesus said this, and this is what Jesus said. He said, every nation divided against itself will fall, and every household divided against itself will fall. We have to get back to what the revelation that's written, the original intent of this nation, when it was even written on, look at your dollar bill. You can see it right there. Hopefully we'll have it up for you on TV so you can see it, at least the VFN torch. It's e pluribus unum, out of many. This is what it means. Out of many, we're one. And that's the church as well. We're one in Christ Jesus. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.